Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves. Good afternoon. Happy Friday. Do I sound like a recording? I think I do. Happy Friday to everyone that's in the house. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, we have a packed studio. This afternoon, we have been talking about a very explosive wide receiver from Central Gwinnett High School, and we have been watching this talent on Twitter. I have a very active Twitter site. PD Sports Recruiters is a athlete recruiting firm, and we promote student athletes. We recruit student athletes, high school players. We do JUCO players, basketball, baseball, football, softball, swimming, diving. We're an end-to-end athlete recruiting service, and we provide recruiting and consultation services, transfer services to 2-4 transfers, 4-4 transfers, and 4-2 transfers. And today we are spotlighting a very special recruit that is very explosive, very talented, and is a wide receiver. Now, I had a coach to tell me, you're not a receiver until you receive the ball, right? So this young man has no problem with that. If you've had an opportunity to catch him in action at Central Gwinnett High School, Black Knights, then you will know exactly what type of talent that I'm talking about. If you get an opportunity to visit our Twitter and click on his huddle, it is also here for the coaches and for your listening pleasure. You can click on that link. You'll be able to see his talent. And also, his videos are also displayed on the school's website, Central Gwinnett High School's website for football, and also Cone Photography. I want to give a shout out to Cone Photography for those awesomely beautiful, dynamic photos of two Makai Muse. So with no further ado, we're going to have him join the show right now. We're going to go ahead and turn his microphone on, and we are going to get this interview started. Okay, now I want to say hello to everyone that is waving to me right now. I do see you. I want to say hello to you, but I am going to request that if you're not a coach, some of you, we've got the boards all lit up, the lines are full, right? So if you're able to click on that link that you see on our Twitter site, click on that link, you'll be able to listen to the show the same way that you would if you were dialing in. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to get off the line. If you're not a coach and if you're not a guest in the studio, to our listening audience, it's about 7,000 and our lines are lit up. So if you could kindly hang up and click on the link if you're not a football coach and you're not a guest on the show. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to go ahead and do that, and we'll be right back with Makai Muse. Don't go anywhere. Just go ahead and click over right now. We're going to give you a few minutes. There's quite a number of people that are dialed in the studio, so I'm going to give you a chance to click on that link.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I want to thank all of you who were kind enough to hang up the line and click on blogtalkradio.com/PD Sports Recruiters. And I do apologize for those of you who I had to kick off the line. I do apologize for having to do that. You know, Miss Kathy, you know, she loves you, but we need our lines for the coaches who are wanting to dial into the studio and listen. All right, so coming up right now, no further ado, we're going to have Makai Muse join us on the radio show. Good afternoon to what's happening.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Man, you got this board lit up. I'm going to have to go in here, look, and put some folks in time out if they don't hang up this phone. I had to hang up on them. They want to listen to you. They want to listen on the phone, and that's fine. We do encourage our callers to listen in, but we need a line for our coaches. So it's a great day at Central Gwinnett High School. It's a greater day at PD Sports Recruiters because we've got you in the studio. So let me just say, if you haven't seen, and for those of you who have not seen, this young man is an explosive athlete. I don't want to call him a wide receiver. I don't want to call him a running back because he plays so many different positions in his home, right? So he's one of those students who really catches the eye of a lot of people with his talent. And Makai, I want to first, of course, thank you for joining the show. Welcome to the show. So let's talk about those hands, those receiving. Well, let's talk about that talent. How did you become so good, man? How long have you been playing football? How did it come about? Talk to us.
I've been playing since I was 6 years old. So just going outside in the backyard with my dad, practicing with trainers, different trainers throughout the years. It all just added together, I would say, and helped me do what I am able to do today.
Well, your talent is completely completely explosive. Now, you know, I know what a wide receiver does, and, you know, for the coaching purposes and for the listening audience, you know, just tell us a little bit about the role of a wide receiver to the football team.
The role of the wide receiver is to first catch the ball. You have to catch the ball as a receiver, but also be able to be explosive and make plays. And a lot of people won't say this, but you also need to block for other guys, for running backs, for your other receivers as well.
Yes, you have to be a receiver in order to receive the ball. You do that very well. Your balls do not touch the ground. So you are a receiver 100%. Now, what position do you prefer? I mean, what other position do you normally play besides the wide receiver position?
I also play running back, and I do kick return and punt return. But
okay.
I'm most comfortable at receiver in the slot.
Now, the running back position, how is that different? And, you know, which one do you prefer and why?
Running back is way different from receiver. I feel like much more responsibility as a running back also. But I prefer to be a receiver, be on a perimeter, get the ball out in space, and be able to be explosive out in space and make people miss.
Well, I have to ask the question of training. So what type of training do you do off season to stay in shape, to be as explosive as you are on the gridiron?
This year it's been hard because of COVID and gyms closing down and facilities. But weight room, that's very important. You got to stay in the weight room 24/7. You got to stay in the weight room. And mainly receiver, ball skills, all those type of receiving drills and training, footwork drills.
Well, I had someone to ask me, wanted me to ask you, do you run track?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Oh, okay. He said he does. All right. It's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do before each game. Is there like a ritual or, you know, something that, you know, you normally do before each game to get the team motivated?
Yes, ma'am. I try to talk to each players, try to talk to everyone individually, see where their head's at before the game, and so we know how we are going into battle.
That is awesome. That is awesome. It's always good to, you know, have that rapport with your team and, you know, right before each game. So talk to us a little bit about you know, your most difficult opponent for Central Gwinnett High School. What is that one game, that one opponent that you know, I'm not going to say dread, but just that's very challenging for you and the team? So who is that opponent and why? What makes it so challenging?
This year, it was probably Jefferson. It was the beginning of our season. We didn't have spring. We didn't really have spring to gel. We got a new coaching staff, cut short. So getting everyone to click in the beginning of the year was hard. So I would say Jefferson.
Well, you seem to not have a problem with, you know, with all of your with your stats. Just tell the coaches that are listening, you know, just give us, you know, just a rundown. I know you're very modest. You don't like to brag, but we need you to do that. So go ahead and give us a rundown, you know, of your stats, you know, for the current football year.
Currently, I am fifth in Georgia in receiving yards. I have 812 receiving yards in 7 games. I have 8 touchdowns. Also, I am top 5 in the state in return yards, as well with 300 plus and 1,200 plus all-purpose yards on the season.
Well, folks, there you have it. You heard it. You know, you heard it firsthand. You know, talent and explosiveness goes hand in hand. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what I know you've been receiving, you know, a lot of opportunities to continue your education and get scholarship funding, you know, so that you know, won't have that tuition bill. So what are some of the things that go into your decisions when you're, you know, looking for a college or looking for, you know, that next, you know, the next home in a 4-year setting? So what are some of the things that you're looking for?
Well, first I'm looking for someone that has my degree. I want to study and major in. And also I want somewhere that I could reach my full potential on and off the field.
Now, I have to comment on that first one. Now, see, this is why, you know, I enjoy, you know, working with you. I enjoy recruiting you because that's the first thing. The one that has your major, very few student athletes focus on the educational part when they are, you know, considering school and whenever they're receiving scholarships. They're just, you know, tweeting out offers. You know, they don't do any research on the school. They don't look to see if the school has their major. They don't look to see what the mission statement is for the school is. You have to go and look at the team, you know, look at the person or persons who is in the position that you're looking to play, you know, in college. You want to go and see how many, you know, wide receivers or how many running backs that they have on the roster. What, you know, if they're seniors, if they're juniors, you know, you have to go look at all these things. Because, you know, you don't want to take an offer to a school and, you know, be, you know, competing for a position or a spot to play. You want to go to a school who is interested in playing you, you know, not having you, you know, sit, you know, on the side or, you know, not be, you know, particularly involved, you know, with what's going on. So you definitely want to, you know, that degree and what it is that you want to major in definitely comes first. And tell the audience, the listening audience and the coaches a little bit about what it is that you want to major in and, you know, what you want to be when you graduate from college.
I want to be a mechanical engineer once I graduate from school.
Well, that's a very in-demand field. That is a very in-demand career. We can never get enough. We call them mechanics. They're chemies, and then they're mechanics. And we can never get enough of those. And speaking of, you know, mechanical engineers, you know, you have to have a very, you know, high GPA, which you do have. So tell us a little bit about how you manage to balance your time between your studies, getting good grades, and, you know, studying film, you know, practice, you know, away games. You know, how do you manage your time between you know, getting your studies and being an athlete, a student and athlete?
Well, you have to take advantage of all your time. If you don't, then you'll fall behind in your work. So you have to take advantage when you have maybe 10 to 15 minutes to do homework or 10 to 15 minutes to study, which also helps a lot. People may think, oh, 10 minutes, they won't do much, but it helps a lot when you're
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, the coaches want to hear, because when you're, you know, you go, you know, off to, you know, to college, you have to keep your, you know, your GPA up in order to maintain your eligibility. So it is, you know, very important that the student athletes, the coaches are looking for student athletes who have the ability to have good study skills, right, and be able to manage their time between going to class, going to study hall, and also, you know, traveling with the game, with the games, because, you know, a Division I school, you know, practice and games, that schedule is very rigorous. And so when college coaches are looking for players to join their team, they want to make sure that they have dedicated and excellent time management skills, good study skills, and they're able to, you know, focus on going to class and, you know, being, you know, on the football team at the same time. And you know, I'm sure that they're going to be doing an excellent job, you know, because any coach that has you on their team, you would be a lucrative asset to any college coach. So that brings me to my next question that a lot of coaches want to know is, why should they, you know, award you a scholarship out of all the wide receivers that they have around the country, all the recruits that they have, why should they offer the scholarship to Makai Muse?
Well, one thing that I think separates me from most of the receivers is my explosiveness and my ability to get open, which has to do with my route running. Also, I'm a leader on and off the field and like to lead by example and show others the right way to do things and how it's done, how it's supposed to be done.
That is fantastic. That is so awesome. And, you know, we have a lot of middle school kids that look up to varsity all the time. They really want to be varsity players in the long run in middle school and JV. But unfortunately, a lot of them are not as talented and as explosive as you are. And a lot of them come to PD Sports Recruiters, they come to me and they say, Ms. Reeves, we really feel like giving up because we see all these talented varsity players and we just feel like we're just not going to be good enough to play there. My coach is benching me. I'm, you know, not getting any play time. You know, my grades, you know, are not where they need to be. And, you know, I see, you know, Makai Views making all these touchdowns. He's catching balls. He's receiving. And he's explosive. He's running in the end zone. And I'm afraid that I may not be able to be like him. And I want to throw in the towel. Ms. Reeves, I want to give up. So, you know, what advice would you have to that, you know, student athlete, that young middle school player who feels as though they're looking at you, they're looking at your record, they're watching your film, and they see you on TV and in the paper almost every Saturday, and you know, they want to be like you, but they feel that they can't, and they just want to give up. So what advice would you have for them?
First, I would tell them, you can't take the easy way out, and be ready to put in the work, and also have confidence in yourself. If you don't have confidence that you could do something, you're never going to do it. So have confidence in yourself, and don't be scared to compete. Competition only makes you better.
You're absolutely correct. Competition only makes you better. And what we always tell recruits, I always tell everybody, when I was teaching in college and back in, you know, the 90s and early 2000s, I'm, you know, retired from that now and you know, work with high school kids, teaching the public schools. If you give up, you never know. You will never know how the end will come out because if you give up, you're already throwing in the towel. So, you know, you definitely don't want to do that. And so we want to make sure that we continue to keep working, you know, as diligently as we possibly can, you know, to be successful. Because, you know, your track record is really, really hard to, you know, it's really hard to overcome. You've been playing running back, you know, most of your life. You know, got extensive experience in running the ball, a huge ability, you know, to break tackles. You know, I'm not going to say drag players in the end zone, but look, do you go down? Will you go down? Just go down. You take all the players with you when you're running and you know, you're breaking tackles. You know, what's going through your mind when you're going full speed?
Yeah, really, it's just all it comes from training and putting in work and knowing that you can beat the guy in front of you.
Absolutely. Have you ever dragged any players in the end zone? They're trying to tackle you and you're still going. You just drag them in the end zone.
Yes, ma'am. You got to score any way you can.
You just drag them in the end zone. My oldest son, he's 28 now. He played in high school in South Carolina, and he was number five. He was a wide receiver as well, and you know, he would 5'7", you know, 180 pounds, and you know, he would be running, and he wouldn't go. He would be dragging all these players in the end zone. I said, "Son, just go down." He said, "Mom, I'm not going down. I'm not going down." He said, "I'm just going to drag them all in the end zone." So that's what he does. He just drags them all in the end zone, all the way, all the way, all the way. So before we go, is there anything else that you want the coaches to know about you? Any, you know, additional stats that you missed? Number one in 6A or 7A, anything else you want to add?
No, ma'am, that was everything.
Well, we're excited to have you on. We're excited about your recruitment. You know, I'm hearing that you have a visit coming up pretty soon.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna, we're excited to, to be able to hear about that on your, on your way back. I know you're gonna be going to, to visit the school and meet the coach and feel the culture, see what the culture is for that particular team and that particular university. So I'm excited for you, and congratulations on that. Is there anybody, and I know that it is, that you want to shout out before we go?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to shout out everyone at Central Goodhart High School, all my coaches, all the players, especially Coach Ferdinand, helping me with recruiting. I'd like to shout you out also, helping me with recruiting and getting me on this show.
Yes, shout out to Coach Fernandez. Give a shout out to Coach Fernandez and anyone else.
And anyone who's trained me up until this point, just to help me work on my craft.
Well, I am going to give a shout out to all of the coaches over at Central Gwinnett High School. I got to give a shout out to Mom, Miss Natasha. I got to give a shout out to Mom. Thank you so much, for, allowing us to, work with this talented young man. We are really, really grateful. We're enjoying, building relationships with the family, and we are definitely want to, if we haven't already, give a shout out to Coach Taz. I want to thank you so much, and just the entire Central Gwinnett High School, student body, all the coaches that are working, with these talented young men to get them, where they need to be in the next level. Give a shout out to the principal, who is the head of the entire school, making sure that all of these kids are in a position to continue and to move forward. Give a shout out to all the guidance counselors. Make sure that those transcripts are sent to the NCAA and the NAIA, and make sure that they have the right classes for these kids to become qualifiers. And definitely last but not least, the entire Central Gwinnett High School Black Knights football team. Thank you so much, Makai. Thank you so much. I'm going to be in touch with you really soon, and thanks again. Be safe on your visit on tomorrow, and we'll definitely be in touch, okay?
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Makai Muse. Makai Muse, 2021 5'9", 180, explosive wide receiver, received the ball. The wide receiver that received the ball that was currently on our line in our studio this afternoon. We thank him so much. We're going to have him back on again come signing day. He will be joining us again. And for all of our listening audience, have a good weekend. Happy Friday. Stay safe and mask up. Bye-bye.